Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to increase funding for the military. The $768 billion bill will also increase military pay by 2.7%, and this is good news for our service members. But the bill also requires women to register for the draft. This controversial aspect still needs to be passed by the U.S. Senate, but we should ask the question of whether we want to require our daughters to fight our wars. This doesn't mean that women cannot contribute to national security. They certainly have much to offer, but there's a difference between requiring men to sign up for the draft and women who just turned 18. It's not politically correct to talk about the differences between men and women these days, but biology and nature tell us that men in general are more suited to fight our wars than women. We'll see if the U.S. Senate agrees.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org.